It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Pastor Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined me today for the program. We've been doing a series from my book, Matters of the Heart, and today we're going to talk about something very practical and very spiritual at the same time. We're going to be talking about the body, the vessel, and the temple. Friend, your body is not just a shell. It's not just skin and bones. According to Scripture, your body is a vessel meant for God's use, and it's a temple where God lives, where His presence can reside. Let's begin with 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. It says this, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." Now think about that. Your body is a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. Not the church building, not a cathedral, not a tabernacle made with hands. You are the temple. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, the Apostle Paul said this. He said, "Therefore," begins with my favorite word. When you see the word therefore, stop and see what it's there for. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." So friend, the body is sacred. It's not disposable. It's not meaningless. It's not an afterthought. It's a vessel and a temple that God designed. It's the house. If a king came to live in your house, wouldn't you keep it clean? Wouldn't you prepare a room worthy of him? Friend, the King of Kings lives inside of you, and your body is his house. Ask yourself today, am I treating my body like a random shack, or am I treating it like the temple of the Holy Spirit? The body is a vessel. In 2 Timothy 2, Paul writes to Timothy, and he says this in verse 20 and 21. He says, "In a large house there are articles, not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes, and some are for common use. Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work." Friend, your body is a vessel. It's a container through which God wants to pour his purposes into your life. It's also the cup. A cup has no value if it's full of dirt. But if it's clean, it can carry water to those who are thirsty. Friend, your life is meant to be a vessel, a cup, carrying living water to others. In an earlier program, I mentioned the violin. It's just wood until it's in the hands of a master. And your body is like that. It's an instrument in God's hand, a vessel in which God can bring music to this world. What's in your vessel today? Is it bitterness, lust, pride? Or is it filled with the Spirit of God? I believe when we reflect God in our life, people will be drawn to us. They'll just naturally want to hang around you. They want to be around you because they sense God's presence. Now let's talk about the temple. In the Old Testament, God's presence dwelled in the tabernacle and then in the temple in Jerusalem. But when Jesus died on the cross, guess what happened? The veil was torn from top to bottom. God did the ripping. And the presence of God moved out of buildings and he moved into people. Acts chapter 2 tells us that at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit filled believers. And Paul tells us very plainly, your body, it's now the temple of the Holy Spirit. See, people will travel thousands of miles to admire beautiful cathedrals in Europe. The stained glass, the high ceilings, the golden altars. But friend, none of those buildings are as glorious as a believer who's filled with the Spirit of God, because you're the true temple In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 22, Paul said this to the church at Ephesus. He said, "And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." Another "in him" verse, like I taught you a while back. All the "in him" verses, they're so powerful. But in him, you're being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. You're the new cathedral. You're the new temple. Think about this, friend. God himself has chosen your body as his address. How should that change how we live? Well, we should honor God with our bodies. You say, how do you do that, Keith? Well, first of all, through purity. Paul said this in 1 Thessalonians 4:3. He says, it is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality. Now, our culture today, it cheapens the body. But God calls us to holiness. We are called to live a life of purity. And secondly, through stewardship. Caring for your health matters because it's his temple. And that doesn't mean vanity. It means stewardship. I've learned this lesson. Somebody told me this week, they said, "Man, you're reverse aging." Well, it's because I'm learning stewardship over the temple. Friend, the third thing is, through stewardship, we can honor God with our body. Romans 12:1 says, "Offer your body as a living sacrifice." And how do we do that? We use our hands to serve. Our feet go where God sends us, and our mouth should be speaking the truth that God gives us to speak. That's how you honor God with your body. Imagine renting a car. You didn't buy it. You're responsible to return it in good shape. Friend, your body is on loan to you from God. God purchased it with the blood of Christ. Take care of what he owns. It doesn't matter how spiritual we are if we're not physically in good enough shape to be used by God for his kingdom. Are you honoring God today in purity, in stewardship, in service with your body? That's what God desires, friend. We're talking today about the body, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 16 and 17, he says, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is sacred and you together are that temple." Friend, when you abuse your body, whether with sin, with addiction, with neglect, you dishonor the temple. There's a powerful commercial that's going on TV right now, and it's a guy that is doing methamphetamines, these drugs that are so dangerous to the body. And all of a sudden he says, "If you do this, you'll be dead like me," and you see the person's body just fade away. God has called us to take care of the body, to be a good steward. It's the temple of God. Just as Nehemiah rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem, God wants to rebuild the temple of your life. In Joel chapter 2 and verse 25, he said, "I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten." Do you know, right now at 66 years old, I am busier than I have ever been at any other time in my life. I've been in ministry for 50 years. But you know what? I am better shape today than I've been, and I cannot remember, back in my early 30s. And it's because I've understood that my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I believe God is restoring to me the years that the locust has eaten. I'm not bragging on me. I could never do it. If I could have done it myself, I would have done it 30 years ago. But it's only by his power that I've been able to do that. If your body's been broken by sin, by abuse, by addiction, God can cleanse it. He can heal. He can restore it. He really can. I'm living proof. There was a family that bought an old house, and the roof leaked, the floors were sagging, the walls were cracking. But with patience, they restored it to beauty. That's what God does. He renovates the temple of your life until his glory shines through again. Friend, are there rooms in your temple that you've locked away from God? He's knocking today. He's asking for you to let him renovate every part of your life. Friend, your body is more than a shell. It's a vessel. It's a temple. And you were bought with a price. And the Spirit of God dwells in you. Perhaps you're listening today and you say, Keith, man, my body is a wreck today. I abused it with drugs. I abused it with alcohol. I abused it with food. But now I'm asking God to just give me another chance, to help me overcome addiction, to help me overcome my flesh. I'm here today to tell you, God wants to do that in your life. And I truly believe He will. Father, I thank You that You made my body not just to exist, but to be a vessel for Your purpose, to be a temple, God, for Your presence. Forgive me, God, for neglecting and dishonoring it so many times. Today, I present my body to You as a living sacrifice, God. I ask You to cleanse me, to fill me, to use me. Let my life be a temple where Your Spirit dwells. Father, I pray today for that person listening to this program, God, and they're struggling, God. They're a mess physically. Their body has become such a mess, and they need Your healing touch. God, I pray today that You would reach down and do a miracle. In Jesus' name, God, we thank You for that today. Hey, friend, if you listen to Fresh Oil, I would love to hear from you. Now, I don't get a lot of a response to the program as far as people writing, and I don't know if that's the way it is, or maybe you're just not enjoying the program, but I would love to hear from you. It's really easy to get a hold of me. My email address is my name, Keith Manley, K-E-I-T-H, Manley, M-A-N-L-E-Y, at me.com. You can go by my website. It's weneedgod.com. It doesn't get much simpler than that. Weneedgod.com, and send me an email. Let me know where you listen to the program on, whether you listen on Facebook, whether you listen on one of the radio stations that we're on around the country, or whether you go by one of the podcast formats. We would love to hear from you today. And go by the Amazon.com. All of my books are available on Amazon. The particular book we're teaching from this week is called Matters of the Heart. It's one of the newest books that I just released. And one of my favorite topics is the heart, because I believe when you understand the heart, it'll change your life. That verse where He said, guard your heart, for out of it proceed the issues of life. Friend, that's such a powerful truth, because we don't live by the Word of God. We live by how much of the Word of God we've put in our heart. So you need to guard your heart. Be careful the thoughts that you think. Be careful of the TV programs you watch. Be careful of the voices you listen to, because God wants us to guard our heart, because it's the control center. It's mission control for our life, and we need to be very careful what we allow into our heart. It's been a great week on Fresh Oil. I'm going to continue again tomorrow teaching on this subject of matters of the heart. Thank you, friend, for joining me today on the program. And remember, God loves you with an everlasting love.
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God, not by striving, but by abiding in Him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.